Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Nolad lo mum betoch shnaso, if the Bechor develops a blemish during its first year, mucho lekaimo kol shneim asar chodesh, then he may still keep it alive the entire 12 months. So if it's 2 months old, 3 months old, and it gets a permanent blemish, he can still let the animal graze as long as that first year. La'achar shnaso, but if it gets blemished after that first year, enu rosho lekaimo ela ad shloshim yom, he may only keep it for another 30 days. So if he has an animal that's 5 years old and it finally develops a mum, then he's got 30 days in which to shech that animal. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Kol shnei masar chodesh, he can keep it alive the entire 12 months, mishinolad, from when it was born. If it develops a mum la'achar shnaso, after its first year, kigom bizman hazeh, like nowadays, the tzarech l'kaimo ad sheyipol bo mum. Nowadays, we can't offer an unblemished bechor because we don't have a temple. So we have to keep it alive until it develops a mum. So that could be after this year. But if that happens, Eino rishoy lekaimo ela ad shloshim yom, he may only retain it for another 30 days, miyom shenafel bo hamum, from the time at which it got the mum, from the time at which it got the blemish. Mishnah Gimel, hashochei habachor umara es mumo, if someone slaughters a bachor and then he shows the blemish to an expert, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, assuming of course that it passed the examination. Rabbi Meir Omer, but Rabbi Meir says, Hoavahu nishchat shelo al pi mumche aser. Since he went ahead and slaughtered it without having it approved by an expert, it's prohibited. Let's return to the Bart Nuro. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Bimumin sheba ayin moder Rabbi Yehuda de aser. When it comes to a mum, a blemish in the eye, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's prohibited. Mipnei shehein mishtanim la'achar misa, shemipnei tsar misas ha'ayin mishtane. So the blemish in the eye can change as a result of the death trauma. Va'afogav dahashta mechazi mum kavua. So if you look at a blemish in the eye after the death, it might look like a permanent blemish. But if he showed it to the expert before he slaughtered it, then it might have appeared like a temporary blemish. So when it comes to a blemish in the eye, the animal's a total loss. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda only permits it in the case where the blemish is in the animal's body, because these don't change as a result of being slaughtered. Rabbi Meir Savar, but Rabbi Meir, who does not permit it, feels Gazrinan Mumin Shibaguf, She'enan Mishtanin, Atu Mumin Shibayan, Shehain Mishtanin. He feels that as a preventative measure, we don't even allow a blemish in the body, even though they don't change, as a preventative measure because of the blemishes in the eye, which do change. V'halacha k'Reb Meir, and the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. So if someone slaughters an animal and then shows it to the expert, too late. You have to show it to the expert before you perform the Shechita. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.